Hey, all right, fans of Sales Pitch. Hey, I'm sorry, I'm a little out of my league here, but you know what it means to, you know what freedom means when you own a house? I'm gonna turn this is what, cooking a great meal. That's owning a house, guys, is freedom, okay? I'm cooking some hamburgers right now, and I realized that's what I wanted to share with people, that, you know, people, it's not gloomy. Owning a house is a good thing. It's you're up in your game, you know what I mean? And up in your game means, hey, I'm going to cook some, I can cook the way I want to cook. I can cook some really good hamburgers. That's what I'm working on, guys. Have your girlfriend come over. Cook her some food. Have fun. Have a little bit of wine. People are under the impression that owning a home is just all maintenance, or, you know, it's all about working and paying for stuff. But that is owning a house. You have to work really hard to own something, guys. And a house is not easy to do. They cost a crap load of money. So just, if you guys are listening to my show and you're new, look, that's what I do for a living. I find houses that need a little TLC, and, you know, I work on them throughout the time I'm living on them. But now is not the time to be flipping a house. So if you guys are wanting to flip a house right now, I'm not saying you can't do it. I'm just saying I'm not doing it for one reason. It's just the market's not, it's not a good market. But it's a great market to find a great deal on a house that you can fix up for a couple years. And that's what I decided to do. I found a really great deal, under market value house in the city on a triple lot, okay, for $94,000. 1,095 square foot bungalow. You guys, gals, fans, you guys that watch Sales Pitch, don't forget to follow my show while I'm cooking these awesome hamburgers. I'm working on the back deck. I got that coming into the holiday. We're coming in Memorial Day, guys, and we want to have fun with family. So I had to get some things fixed, because when I bought this house, the deck was loose, and I knew what it was. It needed some beam braces underneath. When they redid the deck, they didn't put the footers in. They put the footers in correctly, but they didn't fit it correctly with the braces, so there wasn't any braces, and you got to put those on so it won't slide and when it won't go bad. So, you guys, the fun of owning a house is you can work on it, or you can buy one that doesn't need one. But I can tell you, there isn't ever a house that doesn't need work. You know, houses are, have fun mowing the lawn. Having a house is freedom, guys. That's the American dream. It's called the American dream. And when you own it, when you're owning it outright like I do, like I paid the mortgage off, I downscaled from my last house and paid this mortgage off. So I have a little bit of save a little bit of money for the little things you need, like I needed a stove. So guys, that's my thing. You gotta have fun in life, and the only way to do that and have that freedom and that dream, to get yourself a house. Get yourself a house and listen to that noise right there. That is freedom of cooking. I love to cook. So here we go. My hamburgers are done. Just flipping them over for the other side real quick. Listen to that. That is called freedom, and we are done with just the hamburgers. So here we go. We're turning this off. If you're not good at cooking, don't worry about it. When you're having fun owning your house and being free, don't worry about being the perfect cook, because I'm definitely not. But that's the freedom of, you get to learn how to be your own chef. And listen, watch those shows like Chef Ramsay. There you go. The next level chef. There you go. So I'm cooking hamburgers with ketchup, mustard, and some relish. I don't necessarily like cheese on my hamburgers. A lot of people do. I'm not opposed to it, but I'm not a fan because I'm free not to. Oh, you don't like cheese? No, I don't like cheese. I'd rather put relish on my hot dogs. And I'll give you a recipe of my awesome hot dogs. This is my recipe for the awesome hamburger, though, guys. Is when you're cooking, put a little bit of chili powder, a little bit of garlic, and a little bit of red pepper while it's cooking, and your hamburgers are going to taste awesome when they're done. Now, I'm not the best. I'm getting better. I'm not the best hamburger cook, but I am getting better. There we go. Look at that. All done, guys. So, all right. You guys have a great night, and I'm going to start my longer podcast, probably start this week after I get a few things done. There's not much I can do about it because I just moved into this awesome house. And, I had the water companies coming out to redo the water meter. My cable is now working. Not cable, but my internet's now working. And I fixed a few things that need to be fixed, like the washer and dryer downstairs. I'm a repair guy, and they said they weren't working. They didn't know what was wrong with them. I found out, well, the washer was the hoses were just worn out. And when the hoses are worn out, the water kind of just doesn't go to the washer. So I got new hoses and put them on. Then I ran a cycle and everything works. And the dryer. The dryer is a gas dryer, and they never had it hooked up to the gas line. So the gas company came out and looked at my line and said it needed to be replaced, but it's okay, it's safe to use. So I went ahead and got it. I hooked it up. See, the freedom of owning a house, guys, is it's fun to do things while you're here. It's fun to work on things. Get your hands dirty a little bit. Learn something new. See, that's freedom. Is learn. Now you own a house. Now you get to learn, hey, how to wash a window, how to cut 2x4s, how to sweep the floor. All right, meet your neighbors, be a good person, and have fun doing it. Okay. All right, guys. Well, I gotta go. Have a great night, and don't forget to follow the show.